Sitka has over $8 million to spend on a marine haulout. Voters last October overwhelmingly approved withdrawing the money from the city's permanent fund to build a pier and to buy a large travel lift to pluck boats from the water. The only thing slower than a 150-ton travel lift, however, is the process of designing, engineering, permitting, and actually building a place to use it. Juneau-based PND Engineering is doing preliminary planning for the project. At a recent meeting of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park Board of Directors, PND representatives rolled out a timetable that aims for a 35% preliminary design by this fall, final design by the summer of 2024, and operations sometime in early 2025. Local shipwright Mike Nurko thought the timeline was excessive.
We missed the 23 season completely. Their boats are just flying to Wrangell, they're flying to Hoonah, the grid's swamped. And now we're talking about missing 24, and we're talking about missing the year 25. For all of these boats, that's four harbors chock full of boats. And I want to encourage everybody to somehow pick up the slack and make this happen quicker.
There hasn't been a commercial haulout in Sitka since early last year when Halibut Point Marine closed. Nurko said the run to the nearest full-service haulout in Wrangell was 28 hours for a typical fishing vessel. Hoonah, which has a haulout but limited services, he said was around 16 or 17 hours. Industrial Park board member Chad Gayden sympathized but stressed the importance of investing time now, which prompted a swift rebuttal from Nurko.
Completely understand your concern, but everybody in this room has an idea of what right is in their mind, and if we don't take the time to get that right from everybody, then we have regrets about having moved too quickly. And that's my concern, because when we're done, it's permanent, and there's going to be a lot of things that we can't go back and fix.
That's right, but that's why we pay these guys. With all their experience, to do something quicker than 3 years away. And so there's got to be a place in the middle. This is not rocket science. I do hear what you're saying, and I think that's wise, but I think there's a middle ground.
That middle ground was not identified during the meeting. The board did resolve a separate issue, however. The haul-out project won't include a public use ramp to launch smaller boats. The existing 60-foot-wide gravel ramp was constructed by Northline Seafoods several years ago to haul out barges and convert them into floating fish processors. Northline has since moved that part of its operations to Washington State, and the ramp is seeing only occasional use now. PND proposed, as one of three options, building the pier for the travel lift on the side of the ramp, since the same characteristics that made it ideal for hauling out barges also favored hauling out fishing vessels. Plenty of room for adjacent washdown pads and a relatively short run to the area where vessels will be serviced. Retaining the ramp, if possible, was included in the instructions or the charter given to PND engineers, but the site is just too attractive to ignore. Park Director Gary White suggested that the ramp, which was free to begin with, could be relocated to another site. Municipal Administrator John Leach agreed and urged the board to focus on the core mission.
The ramp, in my mind, although I personally would like to preserve it, that's starting to become an add-on to the project, because right now there is no public use ramp. And if we start talking about what can we do to maintain a public use ramp, that was not in the scope of what we were doing in the first place. So just wanted to draw everybody back to we're talking all out right now.
Board member Lauren Mitchell was the most reluctant to give up the ramp and, prior to the vote, asked other members to explain their reasons for parting with it. Chair Scott Wagner said that he saw it as the best central location for the haulout and the ramp could be moved. When it finally came to the vote, Mitchell, after a pause, said, "I'll let it go," and joined the others in selecting the ramp as the preferred location for the new haulout. PND plans five other public meetings on the project. The next will be sometime in May, when engineers present an initial concept design. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.